As we start to look at implementing a routine towards self-care, one of the things that we're going to do is looking at taking the first steps. So firstly, we're going to focus on the importance of nourishing yourself as part of your self-care routine. We understand how challenging this can be when you're struggling with disordered eating, so we're going to break it down into steps. We're going to identify goals and we're going to look at overcoming any barriers. Self-monitoring is not about calorie counting, dieting, or limiting your nutritional intake. The aim of self-monitoring is to provide awareness and reflection. The aim is to have a look at things that may continue the cycle of disordered eating. So the purpose is to increase your awareness of situations, your thoughts, your feelings, and how you may react to those things. It's a valuable tool for reflection. We're going to start to introduce an emotional food diary. Now, at the end of this booklet, there is an emotional food diary how-to, and there will be one in your books going forward. Now, using the example on page 3, we're going to go through what the reasons are for this emotional food diary, and we're going to fill in our first entry. Now, remember, the emotional food diary is about self-awareness. It is not about calorie counting, dieting, or limiting your nutritional intake. It is there to provide you awareness and reflection on times where you have maybe experienced eating distress. As you can see from this example and the one at the end of your book, there's several boxes to this emotional food diary. Now, the aim of the emotional food diary is to provide you awareness and self-reflection on when you've experienced eating distress. So it's asking you things like, who were you with? What were you doing? It's asking whether or not you've had any compensatory behaviours or any binge eating. We'll explain more what that is in the next session, or if you're not quite sure, do please ask your practitioner. And it is also asking things around your triggers, your thoughts and your feelings. So as you can see from my example, I'd popped down an example that had happened around about 7 p.m. It was in the evening when I'd came home from work. I had snuck into the kitchen. I was alone. I did not feel in control once I'd started eating, but I did not compensate. I did end up binge eating, and I was eating things like chocolate, I was dairy milk, and it was a share bar. And I felt that my eating was out of control. Now, the triggers for this, I can recognise them as being stressed at work, feeling upset about a mistake that I made, and I'd used food to try and comfort myself. After the binging, I had felt guilt and I had felt shame. Take a moment to think about a recent time where you've maybe felt distress while you've been eating or after you've been eating, and think about what kind of day it was, what kind of time it was, the foods that you'd ate, who you were with, what you were doing, your binge eating, or if there was any compensations that was happening with that, and having a look at what triggers, thoughts, and feelings you recognise.